Please find the order of service on page 278 in the Lutheran service book. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Richard was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered him, that covered all his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." Please be seated as we continue in singing in our Lord's gracious presence. Please turn with me, if you would, to the front of your hymnal, to Psalm 23, where we will read it all together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We turn back to the funeral service found on page 278. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Richard and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Old Testament reading is taken from the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places made a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry, and I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers. The flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of our God will stand forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Save time. Our epistle reading is taken from the epistle to the Romans, the 8th chapter, beginning with the 28th verse. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will not he also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is it to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel.
Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Amen.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 11th chapter, beginning with the 20th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. But Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
God has made us his people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Please be seated as we continue in singing in our Lord's gracious presence.
Our Savior Jesus Christ has destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Let us remember with thanksgiving what God has done through his servant Richard. Richard Wilhelm Sachtleben was born in Hoyleton, Illinois on March 13, 1922, the child of Walter and Pauline Mashoff Sachtleben. On March 26, 1922, he was reborn as a child of God in the waters of holy baptism. On April 12, 1936, he was confirmed in the Christian faith and was fed the life-giving body and blood of Jesus. On May 23, 1948, he was united in holy matrimony to Arletta Marie Homan and was blessed with 51 years of married life together. God also blessed them with the gift of children, Dale, Bruce, David, and Glenn, and seven grandchildren. Richard was a dairy farmer. On May 1st, 2016, God called Richard home. He was survived by three of his sons, Dale, David, and Glenn, a brother, Alvin Sachtleben, and all seven of his grandchildren. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We give thanks to our God, to God our Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord, for giving us our brother, Richard. The Lord, in our earthly life, as a part of the gift that he gives to us, he gives us as those to serve others, or ones to serve others, to serve our neighbor. He gives us vocations to do these services. Some of those vocations that we are given are as fathers or mothers or sons or daughters, brothers, sisters. These are God's vocations that he gives to serve one another. He also gives friends and neighbors. And he also gives us our vocations that we oftentimes call occupations. Like I read, Richard was a dairy farmer. God gives dairy farmers to feed the world. It's called the masks of God, our vocations. God gives farmers to feed the world. He gives all kinds of different people. He gives nurses and doctors to care for us, for our health. He gives all kinds. He gives all kinds of vocations and occupations, and it is a blessing for those who enjoy their work. It's a blessing when they can enjoy their work and live out their days in that enjoyment. Some of the family had a poem that they liked to have read, and this is that poem. It's called "Close the Gate." It's a poem of farmers, and for Richard in particular. For this one farmer, the worries are over. Lie down and rest your head. Your time has been and struggles enough, but put the tractor in the shed. Years were not easy, many downright hard, but your faith in God transcended. Put away your tools and sleep in peace. The fences have all been mended. You raised a fine family, worked the land well, and always followed the sun. Hang up your shovel inside of the barn. Your work here on earth is done. Faith led your journey through life, often a jagged and stony way. The sun is setting, the cattle are all bedded, and here now is the end of your day. Your love of God's soil has passed on to your kin. The stories flow like fine wine. Wash off your work boots in the puddle left by blessed rain one final time. You always believed that the good Lord would provide, and he always had somehow. Take off your gloves and put them down. No more sweat and worry for you now. Your labor is done.
Your home now is heaven. No more must you wait. Your legacy lives on, your love of the land, and we will close the gate. We give thanks to the Lord for farmers. Thank you, Richard, for all your hard work throughout your life. Beloved congregation members and friends and family of Richard Sockleben, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our gracious Lord cares for us. He provides us, oftentimes through others, through their vocations. He provides us with all that we have and all that we will have. Our Lord has provided for us a father, a friend, Richard. He was a wonderful blessing given by the Lord. The Lord used Richard as his mask, as his instrument to care for us, as I said, to be a husband, a father, a friend, a father in the faith here at Trinity, a farmer. We give thanks to God for the blessing God has given to us in Richard. However, at a time like this, though it may be easy to be thankful having been given the gift of Richard, it may be hard to feel gratitude to the Lord in the fact that Richard is no longer with us. He was taken from us, and now there is a huge gaping hole because our beloved father is no longer with us. But we must pray the faithful words of Job, who had his loved ones taken from him. He said, "The Lord has given and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And at a time like this, we also must remember the problem that we all have. And this problem is why there is death in this world. It is because of the problem of sin. The wages of sin is death. We all have sinned. We have sinned in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved the Lord with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. And so, because of sin, there is death. We know all of this because this is what the Holy Scriptures tell us. But the Holy Scriptures also contain hope for us. And earlier we heard words of comfort and hope from the Old Testament text that was read from Isaiah, where God sent his word to be proclaimed to his church, "Comfort, comfort my people. Cry out to her that her warfare has ended, that her iniquity is pardoned." There is hope and comfort in God's word. For the Lord cares for us as he is our good shepherd. He cares for us in that he gives us good things, and he gives us what we need most of all, everlasting salvation from death and condemnation. He gives us this gift through Jesus Christ, his Son. And now hear a fuller reading of the gospel text that was read earlier from John chapter 11. This is John chapter 11, 17 through 44. "Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. But Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you.' Jesus said to her, 'Your brother will rise again.' Martha said to her, 'I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day.' Jesus said to her, 'I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?' She said to him, 'Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world.' When she had said this, she went away and called her sister Mary, saying in private, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled, and he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." The man who had died came out, his hands and his feet bound with linen strips, and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He who believes in him shall live. Just think about what Jesus did for Lazarus, right? And notice especially the method by which he raised Lazarus. Simply by his word. By his voice even, right? Jesus simply spoke, saying, "Lazarus, come forth." You see, the mouth of the Lord had spoken. The power of Jesus' word gave life where there was no life. Just like in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, God simply spoke, "Let there be light." There was light. God the Father has given his word in the flesh, his only begotten Son, Jesus, to speak forth our resurrection and life by his powerful word. The reason why we have life in Jesus' name is that Jesus has paid the debt of our sin for us. As it was said, the wages of sin is death, and so Jesus allowed himself to be nailed to the cross for us. And now the blood of his cross is given to us so that we may receive the benefits of his crucifixion. The benefits of his crucifixion are forgiveness of sins and life and salvation. In other words, resurrection. We receive these benefits and the gifts that God has given to his church, which are the word and the sacraments, baptism, absolution, the Lord's Supper. It was by these gifts that God cared for Richard through the instrument of his church. The Lord took Richard to be his very own in baptism, speaking, proclaiming, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You are mine." The Lord continued to echo his word of forgiveness to Richard in the absolution on Sunday mornings, where the Lord said to Richard, "I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And it was so. The Lord continued to feed Richard with his word, through the teaching of his word, and also by the strengthening that he gives through the inward digesting of Christ's own body and blood in the Lord's Supper. Our Heavenly Father loves Richard. Therefore, he gave him Jesus. Jesus cared for Richard by dying for him and rising for him. And through the constant care Jesus gives through his church, the mask of his church, through his word and sacraments. And so, because of Jesus' constant love and care that he gave Richard at the resurrection, Jesus will say to Richard, "Richard, come forth." And Richard will come forth. Jesus is bringing us to the resurrection. And by the way, everlasting life will not be like things are now in the world, like things are now in this walk through the valley of the shadow of death. The resurrection will bring forth something much better. Behold, Jesus says, "I am making all things new." We are looking forward to the resurrection, that great day when all who have died an earthly death in Christ will be bodily raised to live forever in paradise in the new heavens and the new earth with the Lord, so that we may come to that great day with Richard. Let us look to our gracious Lord who cares for us. Let us give thanks for having been given the gift of Richard, but even more, let us give thanks for Jesus. And let us look to Jesus and his word, understanding that what Jesus gives is our greatest need. Jesus is giving his good gifts of resurrection and life through his chosen instrument, the church. Come to receive Christ's good gifts of word and sacrament for the forgiveness of sins, where Christ speaks forth life to you, where when he says, "Take and eat, this is my body which is given for you. Take and drink, this is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins." Here at Christ's church, Jesus is speaking forth life. Therefore, receive his word, and thereby we are looking forward to a joyful reunion with Richard and all who have passed on in Christ. It will be a great day, and death will no longer be able to touch us, for we will live forever with our Savior Jesus. And so may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in your dear Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
And now let us pray to the Lord our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Please stand. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And give to the family of Richard Sachleben and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We thank you, Lord, that you have given Richard a long life of grace, and pray that you would grant that we too may die in peace and receive the crown of everlasting glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Receive our thanks for Richard and for all the blessings you bestowed on him in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with him we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life, and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord, amen. Please be seated.